Now to something, as they say, entirely different. Getting fit is not just about exercise. Food and diet play a huge part in the process. So once you've mastered the chin-ups and crunches, it's also important to implement a healthy diet. Yvonne Hogan is editor of the Irish Independent's Fit magazine, and she drastically changed her food habits when she decided to get fit, and she sits smilingly across from me in studio now. Yvonne, I think there are website pictures of you, the typical before and after. Tell me about the before.
Oh, I love the before. They never get old, do they, before pictures? So basically in 2000, in the start of 2010, I decided that I was sick of my life and I wanted to get fit and I wanted to get healthy for once and for all. I was 35 and I felt like it was now or never. And I was kind of like an awful lot of people. I was like working too hard during the week and then drinking too much wine at the weekend and then the fear on Sunday and back into Monday and eating loads of rubbish because the insulin was all over the place. So I just said, look, I'm going to change this. So what I did was I gave up drink for January, but it didn't really work because you need to change everything about your lifestyle, I think, to go from unhealthy to healthy, to go from unfit to fit. So basically the exercise is kind of like the icing on the cake, the most important part.
To borrow that unfortunate phrase.
It is. It's the food. It's 80 to 90% food. And what I found as well that I wasn't very educated about food. What I thought was healthy wasn't that healthy. You know, what I like, and what's healthy for one person doesn't necessarily work for everybody either. Everybody's body is different. So it was a real kind of epistemic jump in my life. You know, I completely changed. It took about 6 months and it was very easy for me. Well, it was very simple for me, but it was quite difficult actually for people around you, for my husband, for I'd no social life for the 6 months, but you don't have to be that drastic. I'm kind of an all or nothing person, you know.
How you wanted to get fit, obviously, and you wanted to lose weight. How much weight did you lose?
I lost about 3 stone of fat. So I was, a lot of people will still say to me now, you weren't that fat. But like, I think that's because our perception of what fat is has changed so much now. I was fat. Like I lost 3 stone and I was still alive. So I was, I think, but I was like a lot of people as well. I was kind of fooling myself saying, oh, size 14 is a normal size and all this. Because as a society, we've got so much fatter and we fool ourselves all the time, you know, and that's actually a huge problem.
And do you clearly you're somebody who speaks with a great self-confidence. Has that improved as a result of
absolutely,
what you did?
Absolutely, because I took control of my life. And it's discipline. It's all discipline.
And you seem to say as well, look, you know, if you don't get the food thing right, I'm not necessarily wasting your time, but the effectiveness of, say, going for those brisk walks for half an hour a day or going to the gym, it's going to be fairly limited.
Oh, so, it's leisure. It's just leisure. You might as well be watching Coronation Street. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're going to, you know, if you really want to make, like if you want to go for a nice walk to enjoy yourself.
But don't expect to lose weight.
Exactly.
So, okay,
yeah.
Food-wise, what went?
Okay, so food-wise, what went? What, alcohol? I never actually went back to drinking alcohol much after that because I felt so much happier without it. And as well, it has a crazy effect on my mood. Like even 2 glasses of wine and I would have the hangover from hell. I would feel like I'd murdered people and that nobody was talking to me. So I never bothered going back to that. I gave up all processed, refined foods. So you're talking white pasta, bread, potatoes I gave up as well because I hated them. So that was easy. But all the refined foods were gone. So I ate lean meat, fish, lots of vegetables, lots of salads.
What did you eat when you got up in the morning? Breakfast?
Eggs. I eat about 3 or 4 eggs every morning.
With?
Sometimes I have a few berries, but sometimes with nothing. An egg is almost is a complete food. You don't really need anything with egg.
You wouldn't even have an oat biscuit or a slice of sort of
no, because I'm one of those people that if I had a bowl of porridge even, it just sets my insulin raging and I crave carbohydrates all the time. So I just cut it out completely. But once a week then I have like a cheat meal and it can last up to 3 hours and I have whatever I want.
Sorry, did you say cheat or cheap?
Cheat. It's not cheap. I eat a lot. Cheat meal. So basically once I was lean after the 6 months when I was down to a very kind of fit, muscly thing, I could eat whatever I wanted all weekend and I would never put on a pound.
And so, okay, after your 3 or 4 eggs, and that's still the regime to this day.
Yeah.
When next do you eat? Have you eaten since?
Yeah, at about 3 hours later, I would have either like an apple and some nuts or something like that. And then I'd have my lunch about 2 hours after that.
Consisting
which would be
of?
A big salad with chicken or beef or fish or something like that. And then 3 hours later, I would have another snack, which could be like peanut butter and an apple. And then I would have my dinner before I leave the office. I think that's hugely important, because if you go home hungry, you're very vulnerable to the biscuit tin and to things like that. Plus, I have a 20-month-old daughter. So if I don't eat before I leave the office, I won't eat until she goes to bed.
Well, that presupposes you have an office to go to and to leave. What if somebody is working full-time in the home? What if they're a farmer or whatever?
Eat before six. Don't get too hungry. Actually, if you want, if we're doing this thing in Fit Magazine, 100 Fit Days, and there's a daily email that goes out with it that tells you exactly what I ate the day before. So, like, I'm actually keeping a food diary and logging it that way, because that's another really important way of breaking food habits and making, you know, good ones. So write down everything you eat.
And who did you just work this thing out for yourself?
Oh God,
or did
no.
you have somebody
no.
working with you?
I started with Damien Maher in Be Fit for Life. He was writing for Health and Living magazine at the time. I think I was the property editor then, and I started doing that, and I kept a diary, and they published it every month in Health and Living. So that really gave me accountability and made me stick to it, you know. So now we're doing a similar thing with Siobhan Byrne in Fit magazine. So there's a whole community of people living the 100 Fit Days, and we're all accountable to
what
each other.
What day are we on now?
Day 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's presumably people can they start again?
Start today. Absolutely
today,
start today. Yeah.
And apart from, obviously, from the benefits of losing 3 stone and clothes that you would have fitted into that maybe you hadn't fitted into for some time,
yeah.
and how you feel and so forth. I mean, I see in the notes here that, you know, wrinkles disappear if you do this kind of thing. I mean, could it be as beneficial as that?
Absolutely. I've seen people in their like 40s who've got fit and lost weight, and they look younger than they did in their 30s. Like, being fit is actually a wonderful feeling. Like, it's really hard to get there, but once you're there, you won't want to leave it.
How old do you have to be before it's a waste of time? You've missed the boat.
Never, never. Never. Even if you can't, like, we have these exercises in Fit Magazine every week. Now, you need to check with your doctor before you do them, but most people can do them. But even if you can't quite do the exercises, if you do the food, you'll find a huge change. Like, sugar is so toxic and we eat way too much of it.
You're a great ad for whatever you're selling. Yvonne Hogan,
thank you
very much indeed. Editor of the Irish Independent Fit Magazine, thank you for coming to studio. Back with more music after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.